I'm on my way to meet you.
We gotta talk, you know.
All these trials and tribulations got me tired, I need rest. And I heard that I can come to you when weary of my flesh. You awaken me from death. God, I need you. No more walking by the flesh. That's when I leave you. God told me I'm someone. Told me I'm someone. Told me I'm someone. Told me I'm, told me I'm. Told me I'm someone. Told me I'm someone. Know that I'm someone. No, I'm a child of God. I wanna go to godly way. Close to your love again. I give my heart again, Jesus. I wanna go to godly way. Close to your love again. I give my heart again, Jesus. I know you know me well. I feel invisible until you tell me you're right here. I cancel plans with you to be with sin and break your heart. Sometimes I go to you for what you give, not who you are. I wonder if you'll leave for me. God, just tell me what you need for me. Is the Holy Spirit still in me? God, I'm asking you for clarity.
Even though you told me already.
God told me I'm someone. Told me I'm someone. Told me I'm someone. Told me I'm, told me I'm. Told me I'm someone. Told me I'm someone. Know that I'm someone. No, I'm a child of God.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. This morning our scripture says, "So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh." Have you ever noticed that whenever we get instructions in the Bible, there's some kind of action attached to God's will? This is another moment in Galatians when we are told to walk by the Spirit. And if you know anything about the book of Galatians, this is right where we are introduced to the fruits of the Spirit. Many times we skip right to the fruits of the Spirit, forgetting that we must have a relationship with the Holy Spirit in order to walk with her. Now, this isn't just some feminism talk coming out, but many scholars have given the Holy Spirit a name of Sophia, but we'll have to get to that another day in Bible study. But walking by is a prepositional phrase that means near to, or next to, or over through, alongside of, in proximity of. Walking by the Spirit doesn't mean that you walk in perfection, but that we make sure that we are close to the Holy Spirit as often as possible. So that when we don't look for instant gratification of our desires, but that we allow God to walk alongside of us so that we can get a desire that is not only from our heart, but is also pleasing unto God. So the question is, are you walking by the Spirit? I don't know about you, but when I get dressed to go for my walk outside, I make sure my workout outfit is matching and I look somewhat decent. But I also realize that when I'm walking, I'm focused on the mission of getting to my destination. Therefore, if my hair is wrapped or in a bonnet, or maybe I got on mismatched socks, and I definitely don't always have on makeup. So walking is an activity that I don't have to feel fully put together, but I just have to move. So as we begin our day, remember to walk by the Spirit. When moments attempt to take you off course today, especially while we're fasting, walk by the Spirit. When people attempt to challenge the fruits which you bear from the Spirit, walk by the Spirit. And when life makes you feel like walking sometimes is impossible, just move and keep walking by the Spirit. And see how easy it is to produce the fruits that is closer to you when we are closer to the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. God, we thank you for this morning of waking us up, seeing the sunshine. God, breathing the air of which you have given us the breath to breathe. God, we just wake up this morning saying thank you. Now, God, as we move about our day, remind us and keep us close to you. So we're asking that the Holy Spirit walks with us, that even though we are walking by, that we are listening to the love and the joy and the peace that the fruits of the Spirit bring, we're still asking, Holy Spirit, that there are times when we need you to walk by us, that we need you to be in close proximity to us, that we need you near us so that when we want to make decisions, that when wise decisions need to be made, when wisdom needs to happen in our lives, that God, you are still close to us, that we don't feel alone in this battle. We don't feel alone in these times, but that God, we know that you are somewhere close. So Holy Spirit, we're asking you to continually walk by us as we continue to recognize that you are walking with us. Then, God, we recognize that children are going back to school this week. So we're asking that you cover them, that you touch each child who's going into a new school, a new classroom, who has to experience something new. We're asking that you, God, go into those places, touch the teachers who have to navigate not only academic instruction, but behavioral modifications, that have to deal with their own personal issues at the same time, God. So we're asking that you enter in their hearts and minds and guide them throughout this process. Then, Lord, you know that we're praying not only for we're praying for the Wayman family. We're praying for those who are experiencing losses, those who are looking, who are still in grief from past losses, God. We're asking you that you touch them, that you be the comforter of which you said that you are, and that you go by their homes and their family's homes and you stop by those places. Then, God, we know you are Jehovah Rapha. So those who need healing, God, we're asking you to step into those bodies that need to be healed, God. Move mightily in those places and those spaces, God. Go into the hospital rooms, into the nursing rooms, into the in-home care, and also as well into each and every one of us who have issues that we don't speak about out loud, God, but things that we know that you are working on. Then, God, we ask you to be a Jehovah Jireh, the God who provides, God. There are some of us who need you to provide mightily. As a church, we need you to provide mightily. Then, God, not just financially, God, but provide wisdom, provide knowledge, God, provide ways in which we can have the courage and be courageous to talk about Jesus Christ to other people. God, we're just asking you right now to move as we keep walking, to meet the people in the kingdom, as we keep walking to go to our jobs, as we keep walking, knowing that you're with us, God. We're just asking that you continually cover us and send your angels of protection around us. So God, we thank you for another day to praise you. We thank you for another day to worship you. And God, as we continue to go on, we just continue to give you all the glory and the honor for this day that you have given us to be great. So God, we thank you, we praise you, and we lift you up. For it is in your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Everyone have a wonderful day.